This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
First, we've got a special guest joining us, senior fellow at the American Federation for Children, also founder of Black Minds Matter, Denisha Allen. Welcome back to the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Well, I figured it was appropriate. You're all you're big into school and everything about education and all that. Last time you joined us, you talked about some of the technological issues and kids and smartphones, and we appreciate that. And now it's the first day of school for our area, so we thought we'd have you back and talk about something I know is near and dear to your heart, and that is school choice. Tell me, why is school choice so important?
Especially here in the great state, there are so many families who are now choosing the best educational option for their student, and they're really walking around with their feet. And right now we see where students are winning. School choice is personal to me because I got a scholarship myself to go to a private school after failing the third grade twice. And I really sought out to make school choice my mission in life, to make sure that no student endured trauma in school, because that's what a lot of students are, what's happening to a lot of students. And how befitting on the first day of school, school choice is just skyrocketing, not just in this state, but across the country. At the federal level, a federal tax credit scholarship program was passed. It was in Trump's big, beautiful bill to create more school options for every kid in America. And so we see where now, you know, kids are now going to be walking into learning environments just thriving and happy, which is sometimes what we don't see.
Well, no, a lot of times what happens if a child struggles like you did in the third grade and you're having difficulty reading and you didn't have anybody, I guess, to work with you really closely and consistently, I imagine you didn't look forward to going to school because you're thinking this is a failure-laden event. I don't want to be there, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. It was not a joyous occasion at all. It was something I did not look forward to. And I went to so many different schools, and everyone was just not the right fit for me. And it was not a good place. So much so, like, on the first day of school, you know, the typical story is you get a new backpack, you're, you know, getting a new outfit, and kids are, I was wearing pajamas. That's how much I did not want to go to school. But students today, we're changing that narrative. Slowly but surely, that narrative is changing. In the state of Florida, over 500,000 students are now going to the school of their choice. And that's outside the traditional, the singular one the government assigns to those students. And so it's been a great thing, and we're just so excited. Families are going and dropping their kids off, and you know, they're dropping them off in places that they picked and said, hey, this might work for my kids.
Now, what are we going to do with underperforming schools? You know, at the end of the day, what are we going to do there that still serve a lot of areas and neighborhoods, but they're not performing, and people are leaving those schools? You know, how do we go about making them better?
Yeah, unfortunately, you do see that parallel as well. With the increase in school choice options, you also see a decline in the number of schools that are, number of students that's going to public school, and those schools are then now shutting down. And rightfully so. You know, you don't want to hear those things. It sounds a little bit harsh, but if they're not going to be serving students, if schools are not going to be giving students the best options that it could possibly have, then they should no longer exist. And parents should be able to send their kids to the school that's going to work best for them. Yes, we want schools to have high academic outcomes. And if they're not, that's not the place that a kid should be going. Unfortunately, you know, you rewind the clock back about 15 years, and parents had no other option. If a student was not performing well, if it wasn't a great fit for their kid, they had no choice but to still send their kid to that school. Right now what's happening is now parents have a choice. Parents can say, hey, you know what, this school is not the best for my kid, and they can direct their funds to a different environment for their kid to thrive. And that's what we want to see happen.
You know, we've talked about education on talk radio for years and years, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of that. And really, when we boil it down, a lot of times it comes to, you know, the parents. It comes to preparing the child for school and then, you know, kind of tough loving them through and guiding them through the process. You know, changing schools isn't necessarily going to address that issue, is it?
No, not necessarily. But it definitely helps when you have a learning environment that parents agree on, that's going to, you know, be in tandem with the family and support the students in those areas of need. You know, me, for instance, I failed the third grade twice, and I did not come from a intact family. My mother had me at the age of 16, and a lot of the areas where I did struggle academically could have been mediated a little bit at home. However, students are required to go to school. Students are mandated, not just like a small requirement. They're mandated to go to school in our country. And for the most part, they're spending more hours in a school building than they are at home with their families. And so families really trust the system to give their kids a high quality education. And if we mandate that kids go to an institution, we should be pouring all that we can into those institutions to make sure that they're high quality.
Yeah, it's I guess what you were looking for is a good fit, and you found an environment where it was very supportive. Even though you had been struggling, you found great support, and you were able to overcome, you know, your shortcomings, you know, in the previous years. And so it's kind of what I guess I would call in radio would be like the energy of the room. You know, we have this, you know, the staff and the positivity around, and that makes everybody eager. Same thing in the classroom. So you were surrounded by other kids
right.
that were eager to learn and succeed.
That's exactly right. I love that. And I think you hit it spot on. That environment looks different for every student. And, you know, we are now at a point in time where everything is customizable, and education is now moving toward that customization, where parents can find the sweet sauce, that environment where their kids thrive, and provide those opportunities for them to get a high quality education. And it really is about environment. You know, the traditional public school system, they're now trying to customize and provide new alternatives to learning so that they can attract students back into the district schools, because they see that that's what parents want. And that's exactly what, you know, will need to happen in the traditional system. If they want to continue to attract families, they have to provide something different. They have to, one, make sure that they're doing what parents want them to do. And what parents are telling us is that they don't want to be assigned to a school based on where they live. They really want to have environments that is customizable, free-flowing, and directed by them.
Well, competition is certainly one of the things that made this nation great. Why should it be any different with education? So make it competitive, and they try to draw the parents and the students, and let the best schools succeed. We appreciate you
That's
very much,
right.
Denisha.
Thank you so much, Bob. Have a great one. Happy back to school.
All right. Thank you. Denisha Allen, Senior Fellow at the American Federation for Children and founder of Black Minds Matter. And, yep, we appreciate what's going on today. Mm-hmm. Back to school day.
Woo.
Yeah. Party time for parents, kids, maybe not so much.
Not so much, no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.